Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about pointers and recursion. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do many students who study computer science in universities never fully comprehend pointers and recursion? I would say that most software developers don't understand pointers and recursion. Like, at least from what I can see. I still feel an amount of stress when I go into like a job interview or something like that. But after doing, it has to be 100 interviews over the years now with different people. For software development positions, engineering managers, etc., etc., tech leads, so forth. I can tell you now that the norm is that the software developers have pretty big. I mean, everybody has holes, but the really, really good software developers, they know things like pointers, recursions, what is a promise, threading, etc., etc. Like, there are so many of these more like in-depth topics, which usually is only fully understood by the really, really good ones, but the norm is that people don't know this stuff. The average software developer does not know what a pointer is, and the average software developer doesn't really understand recursion. And I suspect that is one of the reasons behind why some of these algorithmic questions that people get related to recursion is so, like, it's difficult for people to solve those sorts of problems. But at the same time, it's sort of like, for me, unless you are working in a lower level language, for us in the web space, what is the use of a pointer? It's practically non-existent, because the only time you would need a pointer is usually when you're doing like a direct memory access of some sort. I mean, you're never doing that in almost every web language. There is very, very little that, I mean, unless you're working in Go, maybe, or in Rust, or like some specific language where you're basically, but let's just assume that you're working in the standard web languages. Well, then, like, knowing what a pointer is pointless. And recursion is sort of the same beast. There is absolutely situations where knowing recursion would make a difference, but at the end of the day, it's really not that often. It's the thing that I tell people about these more computer science-y concepts sometimes. An example would be, say, graph theory. Why would you need to know how to implement, say, the Dijkstra's algorithm or something like that? Well, there's really no reason unless you have a graph problem. And so that's where I tell people that it's sort of unreasonable to have this idea that software developers should know everything regardless of how often they use it. The thing that is interesting is whether or not they have the capacity to learn these things so that it can be solved. Do they have the talent to adopt something like this? So as an example, if I tell a software developer that we are going to make this implementation of, I don't know, some algorithm or something like that, that where recursion would make a lot of sense. Will they be able to understand what recursion is? Will they be able to figure out how to solve this problem in an efficient way? That is the thing that is important, not whether or not they know recursion or not. And the same thing goes for, I argue, any problem, because it's sort of like expecting anyone, it be the lawyer, a doctor, or like a politician, or whoever, right, to know everything at every single, to be a master of every concept within a gigantic field all the time, and never be, you know, then there would only be one passing grade, and that would be 100 points for every test, But we don't. We grade people on a scale, and there's usually a range for passing something, which means that, in my opinion at the very least, the thing that usually happens is that you get good at the stuff that you do every day. So if you work in a lower level language, odds are that you're going to be pretty good at dealing with pointers. And I don't think I know a single software developer who is, unless they are either doing competitive programming or they're like really, really nerdy about software development, or like they really like it, who really feel like, yeah, recursion, it's not a big deal. I know I never have any problems with recursion. I mean, I can't really say that there, as I said, like the average problem can be solved either with recursion or with loops. And if you go and do recursion, even the people who know how to do it really, really well, if you use recursion instead of a loop, people will actually in many cases ask you to change your implementation, unless, as I said, unless there is a recursive problem, which is because there are situations where recursion will have to be used because it's very impractical to do it with just iteration. And if you do it just because you can, instead of using a loop, many people will just tell you, oh, could you, like, you should not use recursion because it's more complicated. And it is, in a sense, more complicated. So why use it? Well, the only people who push for it is, as I said, people who are nerdy about the topic. But on average, most people just feel like loops are easier. It's the same thing that I argue about functional programming versus object-oriented programming. You can discuss these concepts as much as you want, but at the end of the day, what's going to matter is that people feel that object-oriented programming, on average, is easier than functional programming. And so, should we test people on knowing both functional programming and object-oriented programming? The only people I've ever talked to who make a big deal out of these sorts of things are the sorts of people who either, which is honestly the norm, don't understand what matters when you hire software developers, or the people who really, really do know how to check how good someone who is, the extent of somebody's knowledge, if that makes sense. Because when, say, I interview a software developer or a candidate, these sorts of questions are the sorts of these are like the end questions. I have already covered every single silly little basic thing that you can imagine to figure out, or to get to a point where, all right, I'm realizing that I'm actually getting it. It's getting difficult to ask a question of this person, this candidate, where they're, you know, not really, where they don't really know, right? Because that's how at least I figure out seniority with a person. You start with simple questions and then you work your way to the more complicated questions if they keep on passing, like giving good answers. And then usually by the end of things, you might be asking things such as, like, when would you use recursion versus iteration, as an example. I don't think I've ever even asked that, but can you explain pros and cons of different approaches, etc., etc., when these more in-depth topics become relevant? And that is not usually because it's a requirement to get the job. It is because I want to figure out how good is this person at the underlying, at these more complicated problems, if that makes sense. So what I want you to take away from this is that, yes, I would say that most candidates don't know what a pointer is or what recursion is or things like that. I mean, it depends on where you go into the communities. As I said, if you go into, I've said this to managers before, you can go to any company in the entire industry. I challenge you to go to any industry, any company, and take all of the front-end developers and ask them about how many tests they write, like test-driven development, do they do testing and so forth. The norm is that they don't do it. They sort of know what it is, but most of them have no idea. Like, I've even said that to managers, because they said, oh, we have to have people who write tests as part of the, they have to write tests for their front-end code, and I go, yeah, then you can forget about hiring anybody. We can train them. We can learn, because teaching someone to write unit tests is not a complicated matter. Finding people who are already doing it within the front-end space is nigh on impossible. And as I said, it's the same thing with, if you have this idea that, oh, I will only hire people who really understand like the lower level details of languages, such as using pointers and memory access and so forth, then otherwise I won't hire them, then you can forget about hiring anyone, basically. Because the only people who know these sorts of things are the people who really go the distance. And teaching someone these sorts of concepts, that's the thing that matters. Can you teach them this, or can you know they adopt the necessary skills in order to do the job that you're hiring them to do? That is the thing that matters. And so yes, even the most diehard senior software developers will not know what a pointer is or recursion in many cases, because they've never needed it for any reason. But that's, and I push it back to the people who think that this is important. Take your own spoken language. Do you know every word in your own native tongue? Probably not. And you've probably made it many years without knowing every single part of the spoken language. Why would you need to know every single part of every programming language? Guys, there are my favorite languages. I don't know every feature of them. And neither does the people who made the language. Have a great day.